Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
All right, and welcome to the Active Wealth Show, activators. I'm Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and I'm joined by my esteemed executive producer, Sam Davis. And just want to say welcome to the show. Last week, we talked about two different types of tax-free investing. The first one was cash value of life insurance, specifically index universal life policies. That's really for 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds to invest in so they can generate a retirement income they can never outlive and also give themselves a death benefit for their family members. And then the second one is Roth IRAs. And we talked about trying to kick the IRS out of being your partner in retirement. We gave you a couple of great examples. And we shared, you know, that Roth IRAs are really a six-figure secret. That's what we talked about last week. This week, we're going to talk about two new things. We're going to talk about two different types of bond replacement that we utilize here at Active Wealth Management to optimize our clients' portfolio and also try to take some risk off the table and also get at least some market-like gains and sometimes a disproportionate growth that's better than the average bear out there, if you will. So we're going to talk about those today. We're going to also, let me give you a quick intro here. We're going to give you our Q2 market outlook from our chief investment officer, Mark Diorio, who's a CFA. Mark Diorio is also going to share this week's market watch on bonds. That's all here in segment one. And then segment two, we're going to talk about bond replacement with two options. We're also going to play chapter 15 of my brand new book, Annuity 360. And you can get that book at annuity360.net. You can just visit annuity360.net and put your information in and we'll get you the ebook immediately. And if you want to get a hard copy of the book, all you have to do is send me an email at ford@activewealth.com. That's ford@activewealth.com. We'll send you a signed personalized copy from the author, yours truly. Then segment three, we're going to play chapter 13, which the title of that chapter is The Annuity That Is Just Right. And I think you're going to find that chapter very interesting. And then segment four, we're going to dive in serious detail because a lot of people have been asking questions about this. We're going to dive into serious detail about structured notes and how that could really get you significant growth. Like our March structured note paid 13.05%. Our April structured note is paying an annual coupon rate of 12.35%. And again, structured notes are securities. They do involve market risk, but they also bring principal protection. If the NASDAQ 100, the Russell 2000, the S&P 500 don't lose 30% of their value from the time you purchase the structured note, then your principal is 100% protected. Also, it's interesting too, most of those notes are called in month seven. They cannot be called in the first 6 months. And you're going to be able to roll it into a different note right after that. These are 12-month notes, but most of the time the bank makes their money and they also give you money. And then they'll call the bond because their cost of capital is too great. And therefore you won the battle. In that exchange. And I think it's a really smart idea to try to replace some bonds. We've all seen the yield curve going down on bonds right now. It's just a difficult situation because we've got rising interest rates with inflation. You're going to hear that from Mark Diorio here in a second. And that's a little bit of a concern. Also, if you want more information about bond replacement, I would encourage you to visit bondreplacement.com. That's bondreplacement.com. It's just as it sounds. But visiting bondreplacement.com will allow you to immediately download our free report on bond replacements. You can learn more because in the retirement game and the investment game, knowledge is power, and we're here to give you as much knowledge as possible. So again, I would encourage you to visit bondreplacement.com to get our free bond replacement report. Now, let's go ahead, Sam, go ahead and play. This is from Mark Diorio, who's our certified financial analyst and our chief investment officer with Brookstone Capital Management and Active Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Mark Diorio, chief investment officer. This is the 2021 second quarter market outlook. The new stimulus package announced in March makes it an estimated $5.2 trillion in U.S. fiscal response to the COVID-19 pandemic. To put this in perspective, the pandemic-driven recession had only 1/4 of the loss in cumulative GDP of the global financial crisis, but has received more than 4 times the fiscal spending to support economic activity. U.S. fiscal spending in absolute and relative terms has been larger than most other countries. With the support of massive spending, the U.S. is estimated to show its strongest contribution to global growth in 20 years. The market has reacted to the stimulus efforts with a heightened anticipation of higher inflation. Interest rates moved higher, in line with higher expected economic growth and inflation. As a reminder, bond prices decline when interest rates rise, so treasuries had their worst quarter in 40 years. But to put this in perspective, really the bond market is just reversing from the panic low yields from last year. The market has shifted from favoring growth to value stocks. These rotations occur rather abruptly. And given growth's large outperformance last year, in the first quarter, value showed its best relative quarterly performance in 20 years. The valuation dispersion between stocks ended last year at its widest range in 20 years, so the market has moved in a manner to narrow that dispersion. While tech stocks led last year and some areas became extended, in general, it was not nearly as dramatic as the late 1990s tech bubble. While the public market saw tech stocks cool off, the private equity market continues to aggressively invest in tech. As we noted in the 2021 market outlook at the beginning of the year, we could see many trends reverse, and that's what's played out in the first quarter. The implication is that diversification for today's world takes a little more effort. The fundamental principles of diversification still apply. It's prudent to own a combination of assets in line with an investor's risk profile. From a practical perspective, while stocks get all the headlines, a portfolio that owns a combination of stocks and bonds reduces the time from peak to recovery, and at times that can be measured in years. Bonds are not all the same, and like stocks, they have a variety of different sectors that respond differently in different interest rate environments. So incorporating a more thoughtful bond strategy makes sense in today's environment. 2020 saw the rise of thematic strategies or strategies that focus on opportunities, such as disruptive innovation. These strategies allow investors to allocate to unique opportunities that are generally not represented in traditional portfolios.
Yeah, I thought it was real interesting that Mark mentioned that the United States is going to have its greatest contribution to the world economy because of the stimulus spending in the last 20 years. So that means you need to invest in U.S. equities for sure. Also, it was also interesting that value stocks are doing better. So that means Dow and S&P 500 stocks, and maybe not as much NASDAQ 100, but it also was interesting that still investors and institutional investors are betting heavy on the growth stocks with tech. We're going to have a second clip here from Mark Diorio, our chief investment officer, who's a CFA, and he's discussing this week's market watch on bonds.
Interest rates have been rising off their low yield from August of last year, which causes bond prices to decline. While this move was rather sharp in the first quarter, rates are well below where they were at their high end of the last 10 years, which was in 2013, so they could go higher as economic growth heats up, putting short-term pressure on bond prices. Most bond portfolios are benchmarked to the aggregate bond index, but that index is currently showing its highest duration or risk of principal loss if yields move higher and showing its lowest yield in its 44-year history. On the bond side of our portfolios, we had positioned portfolios to manage this challenge. In the Select series, we used 3 actively managed strategies that combined for a positive return while the aggregate bond index was down more than 3% in the first quarter. In the Star series, we reduced duration around the aggregate bond index to reduce overall drawdown. And in the Smart Beta series, we had built an investment-grade bond ladder that reduced duration without reducing yield. In brief, bonds remain a cornerstone of diversified portfolios. Thoughtful bond portfolio management is critical to portfolios going forward.
Well, Mark, we trust Mark. He's an incredible chief investment officer for us. I would also say that yes, bonds are an important part of any modern portfolio and any balanced portfolio, because, you know, when stocks go down, money rushes into bonds, but in a slightly rising interest rate environment, and also what we're seeing out there, I would encourage you to consider a bond replacement also as an alternative for your balanced portfolio, kind of a new 60-40. And we're going to talk about that right when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to protect the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Got any of your hard-earned money in bank CDs that are earning less than 0.5% of interest? Well, my friends at ActiveWealth.com can get you 3.05% with an investment product that places 100% of your money into safe investments like the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond. Your money's not invested in the market. It is not at risk. You'll earn more than 6 times the rate of a current 12-month bank CD. Be smart. Call Active Wealth today at 770-685-1777. That's 770-685-1777. Or visit ActiveWealth.com.
And welcome back, Activators, the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. And if you're wondering who an Activator is, it's someone who listens to this show, listens to the Active Wealth Show every week, and they want to have a successful retirement. They are looking to build a market-efficient, fee-efficient, and tax-efficient portfolio. And therefore, they're building an efficient retirement that they can sleep at night with and have some peace of mind. And that's who an Activator is. And we want to make sure that you do that. We share all this information for free on the radio on purpose, because we want you to make an informed financial decision when you're trying to choose your financial advisor. And we'd like to introduce ourselves. And listen, if you've been listening to the Active Wealth Show for the last 6 to 12 to 15, 18 months, right here on AM 920 The Answer, I just want to, first of all, thank you for making us the number one listened to financial radio show, or actually the number one listened to show, period, on the weekends here on AM 920 The Answer. And we've seen more and more listeners coming in with all the Nielsen ratings, obviously, because AM 920 The Answer really is, in my opinion, and the opinion of a lot of other people, the last conservative talk radio station in Atlanta. And especially with Rush departing, and may God rest his soul, we love him. And we know he's sitting in heaven looking down on us. We're huge fans of Rush Limbaugh and President Trump and Sean Hannity and others. But as some of those folks are getting off of mainstream conservative talk radio, we're seeing that, you know, other stations are getting more and more liberal, running in the middle, or running very far left. And we want to help minimize the taxes that retirees pay during retirement. We want to help you kick the IRS out of being your partner in retirement. We also want to help you build an efficient portfolio that you can count on, and maybe take some of that money off the Wall Street casino blackjack table with a bond replacement. And I wanted to talk quickly about Mark's take on bonds. I agree with him that bonds are an important part of any modern portfolio. And listen, Harry Markowitz was given credit for creating the modern portfolio theory in 1952. And if you're just doing stocks and bonds, then you're using like a 70-year-old investment strategy. Well, that's good and tried and true, but there could be some opportunities to improve on that. And almost every expert in every financial model has shown that when you replace bonds with a fixed index annuity and or structured notes, then it's going to be more successful. You're going to make more money. And we're going to walk through a bond replacement here with fixed index annuities and actually give you a real metric example of $1 million portfolio. So, but let's get straight into our word of the week.
Here's our successful retirement word of the week.
Our word of the week this week is bond replacement. When the bond market offers little income and bond price swings start to resemble that of stocks, it's a sign. Specifically, instead of trying to pull blood from the old stone of fixed income investing, look around for substitutions for what bonds used to provide for you. That's really my definition of bond replacement. And if, stop me if you don't think that sounds familiar. When the bond market offers little income, isn't that exactly where we are right now? As you're driving around here in Atlanta, I would have to say you're probably nodding your head right now, just like I am. I'm like, absolutely, that's where we're at. And also there's bond price swings. We've seen it in Q1. And Mark even talked about what happened to the overall aggregate bond market index, where it lost 3%+ in Q1 of 2021. We don't want that to happen. So here's the benefits of doing a bond replacement. Number one is you're going to get market-like gains without market-like risk if you're investing in a product like a fixed index annuity. Number two is you're going to protect your hard-earned assets as you've already worked so hard to earn and save. And I will tell you, I think it's just as hard to earn the money as it is to save the money. And saving the money is difficult as well. Number three is you're going to generate consistent income for retirement. And we talk about big numbers and small numbers. So the big number is your overall market portfolio value. And then the small number is the annual income or monthly income that you're generating to enjoy your retirement. Number four is you're going to grow your money tax deferred. So again, we want to be tax efficient. Some of the annuities we work with allow for a 5% penalty-free withdrawal. That's remarkable. We believe in the 4% rule here. You know, if you take out only 4% of your assets, you're likely not going to run out of money. But we've got accumulation annuities that allow you to take out 5% penalty-free without any income rider fee as well. So we're back to being fee efficient. And then number five is we're going to eliminate advisory fees that we pay for bonds if we replace our bonds with fixed index annuities. Because guess what? The annuity company pays us as advisors the commission, and you don't have to pay us any commission. So let's go ahead and dive right into this. Go ahead, Sam, and play chapter 15 of my book, Replacing Bonds with Fixed Index Annuities.
Chapter 15, Bond Replacement with Fixed Indexed Annuities. Big idea. Historically, bonds have seen volatility when the market is volatile. Fixed index annuities are not subject to the same volatility, which makes them a much safer investment. You might have heard a financial advisor talk about replacing your bonds with annuities to protect your wealth and grow your retirement funds. At my firm, Active Wealth Management, we believe this is a smart way to protect your future. Many people have learned that bonds are a safe way to invest your money, but there are some downsides to bonds that should make you think twice. We'll talk about some reasons why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. First, here's some information on the history of bonds in the United States. Historical bond volatility. The 1900s saw two secular bear and bull markets in U.S. fixed income. Inflation peaked at the end of World War I and World War II due to increased government spending. The first bull market started after World War I and lasted through World War II. The U.S. government kept bond yields artificially low until 1951. The long-term bond yields were at 1.9% in 1951. They climbed to nearly 15% in 1981. In the 1970s, globalization had a huge impact on bond markets. New asset classes such as inflation-protected securities, asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities, high-yield securities, and catastrophe bonds were created. Early investors in these new asset classes were compensated for taking on the challenge. The bond market was coming off its greatest bull market coming into the 21st century. Long-term bond yields declined from a high of 15% to 7% by the end of the century. The bull market in bonds showed continued strength in the early 21st century, but there is no guarantee with our current market volatility that this will hold. See chart 15.1 to see the incredible difference of investing in a fixed index annuity versus investing in bonds. Why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. The first question you should ask yourself is this: Why would you take market risk with your bonds when your bonds can lose their value? If you just look at the history alone, you can see how uncertain the future of bonds is. Inflation and fluctuating interest rates play a big role in bond yields. Interest rate risk of bonds. Bonds and interest rates have an inverse relationship. When interest rates fall, bond prices rise. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, investors have moved their money to bonds because they believe it is a safer investment option. However, this has caused bond yields to fall to all-time lows. As of May 24, 2020, the 10-year Treasury note was yielding 0.64% and the 30-year Treasury bond was at 1.27%. Reinvestment risk of bonds. This is the likelihood that an investment's cash flows will earn less in a new security. For example, an investor buys a 10-year, $100,000 Treasury note with an interest rate of 6%. They expect it to earn $6,000 a year. At the end of the term, interest rates are 4%. If the investor buys another 10-year note, they will earn $4,000 instead of $6,000 annually. Consider the possibility that interest rates change over time when deciding to invest in bonds. Systematic market risk. This refers to the risk that is inherent to the market as a whole. It will affect the overall market, not just a particular stock or industry. This can be unpredictable and it is impossible to avoid. Diversification cannot fix this issue, but the correct asset allocation strategy can make a big difference. Unsystematic market risk. This type of risk is unique to a specific company or industry. Similar to systematic market risk, it is impossible to know when unsystematic risk will occur. For example, if someone is investing in healthcare stocks, they may be aware of some major changes coming to the industry. However, there is no way they can know how those changes will affect the market. There are two factors that contribute to company-specific risk. Business risk. There are two types of risk, internal and external. Internal refers to operational efficiency, and external would be similar to the FDA banning a specific drug that the company sells. Financial risk. This relates to the capital structure of a company. A weak capital structure can lead to inconsistent earnings and cash flow that can prevent a company from trading. Reduced advisory fees. Investors who trade individual stocks may know how much commission they are paying their broker, but individuals who buy bonds often have no idea what type of commission they are paying. Bond dealers collect commission on bonds they sell, called markups, but they bundle them into the price that is quoted to the investors. This means you are unaware of how much commission you are actually paying. Standard & Poor's estimates of bond markups is 0.85% of the value for corporate bonds and 1.21% for municipal bonds. However, markups can be as high as 5%, up to $50 per bond. Bonds have finite durations. Bonds only provide income for a finite amount of time, unlike an annuity, which provides income for life. You must reinvest your money if you want to continue generating interest with bonds. However, reinvesting with a bond can sometimes come at a loss, as we discussed above. Annuities will provide you with an income you can never outlive.
We come right back. We're going to talk more about bond replacement right here on the Active Wealth Show on AM 920 The Answer. And welcome back, Activators, to segment three here of the Active Wealth Show. And we're so glad you're with us here this weekend as you're driving around Atlanta or listen to us on activewealthshow.com or on Stitcher or Spotify or even we're on iHeartRadio even though we are loyal to Salem Communications because we're on a Salem station. But it was nice that iHeartRadio put us on their podcast list as well. And then also we're on iTunes too. So let's dive right into a bond replacement example. It's actually the example that's in that chapter that you just heard, but we don't really talk about it in the audiobook because it's tough to kind of talk through it. But let me do this now. So if a client has $1 million portfolio and 60% of it, and let's just say it's in their IRA, and 60% of it's in stocks, so 600 grand's in stocks or securities, and 40% or 400,000 is in bonds. If you replace the bonds in the portfolio with a fixed index annuity, we're not talking about structured notes yet. We'll talk about that in segment four. You're looking at saving, you know, on a 1.5% advisory fee. And also, if you listen to the Active Wealth Show, we help all of our activators at much lower than 1.5%. Let's just say an average annual advisory and portfolio fee of 1.5%. You're going to save $6,000 a year just off of your bonds, the bond portion. You're not going to pay any money, any advisory fees on the income you're getting from a fixed index annuity. And let me ask you, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you save the $6,000 a year off your bonds? Because you're getting income anyway, and you can get market-like gains and get a likely higher rate of return than with bonds. And you're not playing all of these risk games with, you know, unsystematic and systematic market risk on bonds, or interest rate risk, or reinvestment risk, or sequence of return risk, and all those different types of risks are associated with bonds. And some of those same types of risks are associated with stocks. But with fixed index annuities, they're not, because zero is your hero. And they kind of, you know, you're guaranteed with your contract between you and the annuity company, based on the claims paying ability of that annuity company, they're going to give you market-like gains without market risk. So let me just walk you through the differences in growth here. So the average rate of return in the 2020 of the Moody's BAA bond portfolio was 3.32% in 2020. The average rate of return performance of the Barclays Atlas 5 was at, basically it's 7.51%, but they, Silac Insurance Company, they've got an annuity that gives you 95% participation rate in that for 2020. And now it's, in this example, you would have made like over 7% on the fixed index annuity. You'd have only made 3.32% on the bonds. And in the example, the bond portfolio, after 35 years, a 35-year retirement, most of you are going to have 30 to 35-plus-year retirement, it was $1.33 million. Conversely, in this example, the fixed index annuity value of that same $400,000 invested was $4.187 million. That is a $2.854 million difference to the positive if you invest in a fixed index annuity instead of investing 40% of your portfolio in bonds. You literally should just stop doing it. You should just pick up the phone, give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And we'll help you, and we'll give you a free portfolio analysis, a free financial plan to your 95th birthday with your current plan. And we'll give you one with our recommended plan that includes bond replacement. And then the fourth thing we'll give you is we'll also give you a Roth ladder conversion plan absolutely for free. It is a $1,500 value worth of planning that we do up front absolutely for free. And all you have to do is give our office a call at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and we're happy to help you. Again, just activewealth.com. But let's go ahead and play chapter 13 about fixed index annuities, so you can learn more about what I believe is the annuity that is just right for you.
Chapter 13, the annuity that is just right, the fixed indexed annuity. Big idea. A fixed indexed annuity gives you a portion of market-like gains without market risk. Your investment is tied to an index, but not directly invested in it. How does it work? An FIA gives the owners or annuitants the chance to earn higher yields than fixed annuities when the index they are tied to performs well. They typically will also provide some protection against market declines. The rate on an FIA is calculated based on the year-over-year gain in the index, or the average monthly gain over a 12-month period. FIAs often have limits on the potential gain at a certain percentage. This is known as the participation rate. The participation rate can be 100%, which means the account would be credited with all the gains, or it could be as low as 25%. Most FIAs have a participation rate between 80 and 90%. Benefits. Guaranteed income stream. With Americans living longer and spending more time in retirement, many retirees are concerned about outliving their savings. In turn, they're searching for a product that can help ensure a steady income stream. FIAs are designed with guaranteed lifetime income, so you can never outlive your earnings. Diversification of portfolio. A balanced portfolio is essential for managing risk and reward in the financial markets. Designed for the long term, FAs are a great retirement vehicle to ensure you are not putting all your eggs in one basket. FAs offer the ability to make some money without the risk of losing it. Secure principal. Even with market volatility, investors will not lose value on their fixed indexed annuities. Your savings aren't exposed to market fluctuations. So even in a negative market return, you will not fall below zero. You can never lose your interest once it is credited to your principal. Tax-deferred growth. FIAs offer long-term tax-deferred savings. As long as your money stays in the annuity, you will not be taxed on the interest earnings. Once you receive a payout, the annuity will be taxed just like ordinary income. Predictable earnings. Because FIAs offer predictable income, Americans feel more comfortable when withdrawing funds from these retirement vehicles, as opposed to an IRA or 401k. Choosing an FIA is an efficient way to plan for your future, as your interest earnings rate always remains somewhere between the interest rate floor and the cap. No matter what happens to the market, you can still count on payments throughout your golden years. Potential drawbacks of fixed indexed annuities. Surrender charges. A surrender charge is a type of sales charge you must pay if you sell or withdraw money from a fixed indexed and even a variable annuity during the surrender period, a set period of time that typically lasts 6 to 8 years after you purchase the annuity. Surrender charges will reduce the value and the return of your investment. Withdrawal limits. Almost all fixed index annuities place surrender-free withdrawal limits within the annuity contract that generally range from 5 to 10% of the principal. While all annuities must be RMD-friendly and provide for a penalty-free withdrawal from a qualified annuity account equal to the RMD requirement for the client's age, carriers limit the amount of withdrawal to enable them to grow the money invested for themselves and the client. Not suitable for short-term investing. If you want to grow your money, but you also need access to 100% of your money, then a fixed indexed annuity may not be right for you.
And so you've learned a lot about fixed indexed annuities just from listening to that clip. And also, if you want to get a free copy of my book, Annuity 360, so you can learn about bond replacement and also how to implement a Roth ladder conversion within an annuity as well, or how to generate a retirement income you can never outlive fee efficiently. And if you want to learn more about accumulation-based fixed indexed annuities, or if you haven't heard that term before, I would encourage you to visit annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net and get my free book. You can get a free copy of my free book absolutely at no cost to you. Just visit annuity360.net, put your information in. It's just name, email, and phone, and we'll send you an ebook copy of my book. Or if you want to get a hard copy of my book absolutely for free, we'll mail it to you and you don't have to pay postage or anything like that. You can just literally just send me an email at ford@activewealth.com. It's ford@activewealth.com. So in the last couple minutes of this segment, and we're going to talk about structured notes all in segment four, because we had a lot of people were asking for that in social media and also just calling our office. But I want to talk to you about how fixed index annuities work. Let's say you invest $100,000 into a fixed index annuity. They have to reserve $100,000 with a safe investment by investing that into a 10-year treasury, U.S. Treasury bond. And then at the end of year one, they're going to take the interest from that $100,000 that was invested in the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond, and they're going to invest that interest into options in indexes like the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, the Barclays Atlas 5, the Credit Suisse Momentum, the JP Morgan Cycle Index. There's all kinds of different indices that these fixed index annuity companies work with. And we happen to work with, you know, over 50 annuity companies and hundreds of different annuity products to get you exactly what you need. And we work closely with a wholesaler who does a great job, and they literally wholesale over $500 million worth of fixed index annuities a year. And we're happy to help you select the very best annuity for you. But what they do is the interest from that's generated and the growth that's generated from those options, they take a small part. The annuity company will take a small part of that growth. That's how they make money off of your money. but they'll give you a lion's share. Example, right now, SILAC Insurance Company is going to offer you 92% growth on the Barclays Atlas 5 index. That's an incredible participation rate, especially considering that the Barclays Atlas 5 did 7.51% last year. So that's how fixed index annuities work. That's how annuity companies make money off of your money. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about structured notes and how that could be another alternative to consider as part of your bond replacement strategy. You're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer.
Atlanta is your broker or financial advisor asking you to just hang in there with your hard-earned investments. Be smarter than that. Listen to the Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. The Active Wealth Show, this Saturday from noon to 1.
Welcome back, Activators. We've got an action-packed, really crammed-in segment here, so we're going to get straight into it. We're talking about bond replacement, and there's two real big types of bond replacement that people are implementing these days and that we're implementing with our portfolios. Number one is replacing bonds with fixed index annuities. It's straightforward. It's safe. There's not market risk. You can get market-like gains without market risk. Obviously, it's based on the claims-paying ability of the annuity company, and we only work with highly rated carriers to make sure that they have a high financial solvency rate and they can afford to pay you your money back and also give you growth on your money. But we're talking about structured notes here in segment four as the other alternative. And we kind of recommend doing a structured note ladder with five different structured notes in five consecutive months with five different banks and five different starting points on the indices with principal protection of 20 to 30%. Almost all the notes we're working with right now are offering a 30% buffer. So as long as the NASDAQ 100, Russell 2000, and the S&P 500 do not lose 30% of their value from the point in time you buy the structured note over the next 12 months, then likely you're going to enjoy at least 6 months of a great coupon rate and give you great income. So an example, in March, our structured note that was offered by Goldman Sachs paid out 13.05% in a 12-month coupon rate. Now, those notes cannot be called for the first 6 months. And we've got folks that are enjoying over 1% a month off of the money that they invested into that note. And then the next month, we offered a separate structured note that paid 12.35% with a different bank. And that's remarkable as well. And again, as long as the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, and the NASDAQ 100 didn't lose 30% of its value from the time our clients invested in that structured note, then they're totally fine. Their principal is 100% protected, and they're enjoying, again, over 1% a month in growth on the money that they invested in that structured note. So that's a really great situation. The information about structured notes and their role in portfolio construction is remarkably limited. Structured notes are not one asset class, but a type of product structure that is created to meet different client objectives, such as income, growth, or principal protection. We take the time to consider structured notes, and our clients are generally pleasantly surprised by both their possible role in the portfolio and also their potential to really give them an incredible rate of return beyond their expectations. Structured notes are a large part of today's financial market landscape, and a lot of people don't know about it. That's why we're here to educate you on it. Globally, investments allocated to structured notes are estimated to be in excess of over $2 trillion. Just so you know, Asia Pacific, 51% of that $2 trillion in structured notes are invested in Asia Pacific. The United States only has 15%. Europe's got 25% of the structured notes out there, and the rest of the world's got 9%. So we're only 15% of the overall usage of structured notes. A structured note is a financial instrument generally issued by a large, well-known financial institution. And let me give you some examples of those institutions. The institutions we work with on structured notes include JP Morgan Chase, Credit Suisse, Barclays Bank, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, HSBC Bank, Scotiabank, Bank of America, UBS, Citigroup, RBC, CIBC, Wells Fargo, and Bank of Montreal. That's quite the list. We work with large, too big to fail banks out there. And if you've got questions on, okay, how does structured notes kind of look versus mutual funds versus hedge funds, let me just give you some quick overview right now. With traditional mutual funds, you've got a participation proposition. Hedge funds, you've got a performance proposition. And structured notes, you have a payment proposition. Traditional mutual funds have market risk, hedge funds have manager risk, and structured notes have issuer risk of the banks. That's why we work with large banks to make sure. Structured notes were established by the Securities Act of 1933. Hedge funds are loosely regulated, and the Investment Company Act of 1940 allowed for the formation of mutual funds. Structured notes are marketed to financial investors and financial professionals like me, and they're marketed to accredited investors for hedge funds and marketed to all investors with traditional mutual funds. If you're looking to get 12-13+% on some of your investment and you're looking to do a structured note ladder of five different notes in five consecutive months to diversify your risk, I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
It's the final countdown. The final countdown.
Hope we've answered a lot of questions you have about structured notes, also about bond replacement today. And we listened to Mark Diorio, our chief investment officer, give us a Q2 market outlook and talk about bonds. And we've dived headfirst into bond replacement, the top two types of bond replacement, which is replacing your bonds with fixed index annuities and or with structured notes. And all you've got to do to get an idea of a bond replacement strategy is to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And I hope you guys all have a great week. And we'll be talking more about efficient investing when we come back on the Active Wealth Show next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
A purchaser should evaluate and understand all of the risks and costs of an investment in structured notes, SNs, prior to making any investment decision. A purchase of an SN entails other risks not associated with an investment in conventional bank deposits. A purchaser may not have a right to withdraw his or her investment prior to maturity, or could incur substantial penalties for an early withdrawal, if permitted. A purchaser should carefully read the disclosure statement and any other disclosure documents for a SN before investing. An investment in SNs is not FDIC insured and is subject to credit risk. The actual or perceived creditworthiness of the note issuer may affect the market value of SNs. SNs will not be listed on any securities exchange. Even if there is a secondary market, it may not provide enough liquidity to allow purchasers to trade or sell SNs. As a holder of SNs, purchasers will not have voting rights or rights to receive cash dividends or other distributions or other rights in the underlying assets or components of the underlying assets. Certain built-in costs are likely to adversely affect the value of SNs prior to maturity. The price, if any, at which the notes can be purchased in secondary market transactions, if at all, will likely be lower than the original issue price, and any sale prior to the maturity date could result in a substantial loss. SNs are not designed to be short-term trading investments. Purchasers should be willing to hold any notes to maturity. The tax consequences of SNs may be uncertain. Purchasers should consult their tax advisor regarding the U.S. federal income tax consequences of an investment in SNs. If a SN is callable at the option of the issuer and the SN is called, the holder will receive only the applicable redemption amount and will not receive any coupon payments that would have been payable for the remainder of the term of the SN. SNs are not FDIC insured, may lose principal value, and are not bank guaranteed. This material is provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. All data believed to be reliable, but not guaranteed or responsible for reliance on this data. Past performance is not indicative of future results, which may vary. The value of investments and the income derived from investments can go down as well as up. Future returns are not guaranteed, and a loss of principal may occur. Brookstone does not provide accounting, tax, or legal advice. Investors should be aware that a determination of the tax consequences to them should take into account their specific circumstances, and that the tax law is subject to change in the future or retroactively, and investors are strongly urged to consult with their own tax advisor regarding any potential strategy, investment, or transaction. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will either be suitable or profitable for a client's investment portfolio. Historical performance results for market indices generally do not reflect the deduction of transaction and/or custodial charges or the deduction of an investment management fee, the occurrence of which would have the effect of decreasing historical performance results. Economic factors, market conditions, and investment strategies will affect the performance of any portfolio, and there are no assurances that it will match or outperform any particular benchmark. The investment strategy and types of securities held by the comparison indices may be substantially different from the investment strategy and the types of securities held by the strategy. Not FDIC insured, may lose principal value, no bank guarantee.
Got any of your hard-earned money in bank CDs that are earning less than 0.5% of interest? Well, my friends at ActiveWealth.com can get you 3.05% with an investment product that places 100% of your money into safe investments like the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond. Your money's not invested in the market. It is not at risk. You'll earn more than 6 times the rate of a current 12-month bank CD. Be smart. Call Active Wealth today at 770-685-1777. That's 770-685-1777. Or visit ActiveWealth.com.